Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation.
These notes are taken from meditation on April 20th, 2011. And the verse I was given is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And in my notes, I wrote, the word of God, the Bible, was given to us by inspiration from God. God's word is truth. God's word also shows us what isn't true. God's word helps us to see what is out of balance in our lives and shows us how to get in alignment with Him. God teaches us through His word everything to help us live these human lives is in the Bible. The Bible is like an instruction book on how to live a joyful, abundant, peaceful, prosperous, loving life. The Bible is filled with life experiences, the problems, the solutions, the consequences, the blessings. Everything is in the Bible. We can all live the lives God intended for us to live. All we have to do is go back to the basics, God's Word. Be light, be love, walk in the power of God, trust, faith, action. The Bible is like a life guide because in it, it shows us how to live and it shows us where we err in our life. It shows us how to have more faith. It shows us when we're not having faith. It shows us how to love one another, and it shows us how we act and what we do when we're not loving one another. The Bible shows us everything. It shows us everything, and it's like the number one book for life. It's a life book. It teaches you step by step how to live your life and how to be successful at your life and how to grow and how to become more wise. And it's just so much you can say about the Bible. And even though people say man added to it or took from it, that doesn't even matter because the foundation of the Bible is inspired by God, and the foundation of the Bible is showing us solutions to every problem that we may come in contact with in our life. So whatever problems we face, whatever doubts we have, whatever confusions we go through, it's all in the Bible, and it's clear. It clearly shows us what to do and what not to do. So it is the perfect life guide. It is perfect in every way when it comes to living life to its fullest. And I like to say a magical life because the Bible has all the answers. And that's why it's good to know what's in the Bible, because when I remembered in the Bible it says, ask and ye shall receive, I also saw another verse that said even more, ask and ye shall receive all that ye ask for. And I was like, wow. So years ago I knew that ask and ye shall receive, but that extra little part, ye shall receive all that you ask for, I've been tearing that up lately. I've been tearing it up because you would receive all that you asked for. And so I be asking and asking, knowing that if I don't get it today, I'm getting it. Because when you know what's in that Bible, then you can hold God to having you manifest, have whatever it is, because he said you will have all that you asked for. If you don't know what's in the Bible, you don't know what to ask for. You don't know how to ask. You don't know what to do to prepare yourself to receive. God says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. So knowledge is in the Bible. The knowledge, what God wants us to know, is in the Bible. We cannot hold God accountable for anything that we don't even know what's in the Bible. So when you read the Bible and learn what's in there, then you know what to ask God for. You know how to prepare yourself to receive what you want to experience in your life. You know what to clear in your life before you even go to the Father. You know what to ask God to help you with, like if there's some kind of confusion or something you don't understand. You know how to ask God to help you to get that clarity. So whenever you need to know something, go to the Bible. It's in there. It is in there. And if you want to know how to best live your life, to be the most joyful and loving person you can be, and to experience the most wonderful life that you want to live, it's in the Bible. God tells you how you can do that. God shows you how you can do it. Everything you want to know, everything you want to accomplish, everything you want to do, everything you want to be, there are instructions in the Bible. And a lot of these people who have everything they want, they may not even be reading the Bible, but they know the laws of the universe, and they are living the laws of the universe. So even if they're doing it consciously or unconsciously, if you are in alignment with the laws of the universe and using them properly, you can have whatever you want. You can experience whatever you want to experience because you are in alignment. You are vibrating with the universe. And God teaches us with life experiences, with parables. God shows us so much in the Bible. And man wrote the Bible? I don't think so. Man may have penned what God inspired him to pen, but man didn't, those words didn't come from man. Think about it. Man isn't that wise. Man would not sit up there and hang himself. You know, there's a lot in the Bible that you know did not come from man. Man don't even have that kind of wisdom or knowledge. And so the Bible was inspired by God. I can sit up here and ask God for a word and write this word and go, wow. I can go into a meditation and start speaking. And I know it's not me speaking because I don't talk like that. I don't have that kind of depth of wisdom that some of the things that be coming through me. And I know it's from God because if I go and try to tell somebody what I said or try to repeat what I said, I can't do it. I'll be just stumbling and don't be sounding right and I just can't say it the same way. It's because I didn't say it in the first place. It came through me. It was my voice. It was my lips moving. But the words were coming from God. That's why I couldn't repeat them. That's why I couldn't explain them. Because they weren't my words. They weren't coming from me. They were coming through me. The same thing with the Bible. When God inspired the Bible, the words were just coming through the people that wrote the words. They weren't writing them from their own mind or from their own wisdom. They were coming, it was God's words coming through them, and they were penning the words, writing the words. And you know when it's not you. You know when it's not you. I was talking to somebody on the phone some years ago. He was, you know, on his spiritual journey, and he was asking me some questions, and I was talking to him. And I remember I was at work, and I was talking to him, and he was really hungry for some information, and so I took the time to talk to him, and then I said something. I even felt a difference in my throat. I even heard a different sound in my voice. And what I said to him, I know didn't come from me. It was Spirit speaking through me to him, giving him a message. And I knew that wasn't me. And I said, listen, that wasn't me that just said that. So take heed to what I said. I said, I can't repeat what I said because I don't even remember what I said. But take heed to whatever it was because it wasn't me. It was a special message for you from Spirit. And that has happened to me too. When the lady was telling me something and she was talking and her voice changed. Her voice got deeper and she started talking slower. And I tried to really listen to what she was saying because I knew right away that now she's channeling and this is a special message for me that's not even coming from her. And then as soon as her voice changed, there was a guy standing there talking loud. He just started talking louder, and it was hard for me to hear what she was saying. I had to strain to hear what she was saying. And then when she was done and came out of it, she said, I am so sorry. It just came on me. I had no idea it was coming, and I hope you heard at least some of it. Because she also realized that the guy that was standing near us start talking even louder. It's like he was intentionally blocking out. I mean, I know he was intentionally doing it, but it just seemed like he was intentionally talking even louder just to keep me from hearing this special message that was coming through. So I was really strained to hear it. She didn't remember what it was, but she knew that it wasn't her speaking because she felt a difference coming through her. But it's just so amazing how God get messages to you. He can have messages come to you from somebody that you're talking to. He can have somebody just come up and say something to you. He can have you all of a sudden go a different direction and come across something. I mean, God has shown me things in so many different ways. I used to go to the metro from work a certain way, and then one day I said, you know, go around the other way. I'm like, why? That's a long way around. So, well, I guess a change of scenery won't hurt. And so I went around the long way, and then I saw something that I've been praying for. I said, oh, my God, let me back up and see this. It was like, you know, I wanted to start getting massages and doing class. So I wanted something closer to the job, something I could just walk to within a couple of minutes. And there was a wellness place that just opened up that I didn't even know was there, and it was just one block from my job, and I utilized it after that. You know, I had massages done, even a seaweed wrap, and they did classes, and they had a lot of products there, and it was nice, and it was one block from the job, and I was just so happy, and that was something that I had on my vision board. And talking about vision boards, I had put, like, on my vision board, like, karate or tai chi or something. And they had karate and tai chi classes, plus a place across the street opened around the same time, and it was a karate class. So that vision board stuff do work. And I just need to learn to be, I would like to learn to be even more specific about what I want. Even though I wanted to go back doing karate or tai chi, I didn't want to go to a class. And the class was right there across the street. Even our job got some free classes, you know, from the place for us at work to go. And I didn't go to any of the classes, you know, but I kind of wanted to just do it at home in the privacy of my own home. And either that or have a private tutor or something. But it was on my vision board, and it came to pass, and it was quick. It was quick. And that's why we got to be really careful what we ask for, or more detailed about what we ask for, so we can get exactly what we want. So even though those two places showed up, one across the street and one around the corner, even though they showed up pretty quickly after I did my vision board, I could have been even more specific about what I wanted. I don't even know how I got on that. But anyway, everything that you want to know, everything that you want to experience, the Bible can show you how to prepare yourself for that. And the Bible is our life course. It's our instructions. It's our guidance. And everything is in the Bible. Everything is in the Bible. There's good in the Bible. There's what we consider bad in the Bible. Everything is in the Bible. God shows you always You know, he shows you blessings, he shows you curses, he shows you consequences, he shows you magic, he shows you some of everything. And so the Bible is more than a book, and it's even more than a book inspired by man. It is much more deeper than that. And once you get in it and learn things in it, and I like to ask God for a word. You know, I don't read the Bible cover to cover. I don't just go in the Bible and read anything. I ask God for a word. What is the word for today? And that's how I read the Bible. And I'm always going within. And sometimes I even go in a quick, you know, just take a couple deep breaths and say, and then just open the Bible somewhere. And then read it. And the Bible just happens to be something that I'm even going through already, something I'm right now going through, or something I wanted to know. I just get led right to that book or that verse. And that's how I like to read the Bible. I don't just say, okay, I'm going to read chapter John today. First chapter John, and then I'm going to read the First Peter chapter 3 tomorrow. And I don't do that. I just go within and come up and just flip that page open, or I'll say, Lord, what verse do you have for me today? What's your word for me today? And that's just my way of doing things. That's just the way I like to do it, because I want to hear something that I need to hear. I want to hear, I want to read something that's relating to my life right now. That's what I want to read. You know, I've never been a real history person, so I don't want to read about something in the past that's not relating to what I'm going through right now. So whatever I read in the past, I want it to relate to what I'm going through right now. I want it to relate to what's on my mind right now. I want it to relate to what kind of information I'm seeking right now. So whatever I read in the Bible, I want it to be around where I'm at in that moment. And that's why I do it that way. That's why I do my Bible study that way. That's why I do my meditations that way. Because I want it to relate to me now, right now, this moment. But again, thank you. I had to, if I sound like I changed some of what, but I had to stop the recording because the dog just kept barking and growling and carrying on, and I believe somebody was at the door, so I had to, you know, go and get that, so I was out there for a while. So I just thank you again for listening to my transformation. And today's message was the Bible. The Bible is more than a book. The Bible is more than a book. And once you know what's in that Bible, once you know how to use it, my God, watch your life change. Watch your life change, because everything is in the Bible. And you can hold God to his word because you know what's in the Bible. But you can't hold God to his word when you don't know what's in there. So find out what God says and hold him to it. There's even a verse about test the Lord. It's something about test the Lord because, you know, when God says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. But you don't know what kind of questions to ask. You don't know how to prepare yourself to receive. Because there's a lot of things that I've asked for a lot of things. And I've received a lot of them, but majority of them I have not, because I have not positioned myself in the way to receive them. And so God is preparing me to position myself. He's teaching me how to position myself. Because even though we receive all that we ask for, we receive it because God says yes. But as far as physically manifesting what we've received, what God said yes to, we have to be ourselves prepared. We have to, a certain preparation that has to go on with ourselves for us to be ready to receive it. And so God is preparing me through his word, through these lessons, through the way he's teaching me. He's preparing me to receive what I ask for, because I've asked for some really, really up there things. I mean, I've asked for things that you would probably think I'm crazy asking for. But God has given it to me. But he's also preparing me to be ready to receive it physically, to manifest it right here and now. And so So that's what he's preparing me for. And so if there's things that you've asked for that you have not yet received, know that God said yes, and that you have to get yourself in position to receive it. He's not going to just give you any and everything, you know, like boom, boom, boom. You have to be in position to receive it, depending on what you're asking for. If you're already ready to receive it, you get it, boom, boom. But if you're not, if some preparation needs to be done on your part, then that's going to have to happen first before you physically manifest. I don't ask for anything small. The things I ask for, the things that I have not received yet, I can see them in the making because they're huge. Now, the small things I've asked for, I've received them. I received the small stuff. But the majority of the things I asked for are huge. And I mean humongous. And God is preparing me to receive them. He's preparing me to be ready to receive them. And I know it's coming because I see it, I feel it, and I know it's there. But I know what more processing I have to go through for myself to be able to contain it. So God is good. God is good. So thank you again for listening to my transformation. And the word of God is our lifeline. It's our life guide. It's our life. Everything that we live is in the Bible. So thank you again, and may God bless you always. And may you find comfort in his word, wisdom in his word, inspiration in his word, answers in his word, resolution in his word, because it's all in his word. God bless you. Until next time.